excuse me. I just wanted God to come through and speak, and he did, and I'm forever grateful for that. But this past week is actually Thursday, August the 29th, 2019. I had a dear friend of mine's in the Lord who I met through World Harvest, and that is Brother Mike Beckerit. He's been here before. He was here with Dr. Cole, not last year, but the year before, I believe it was. And we were fellowshipping with each other over the telephone. And from time to time we do, he calls or I call. Most of the time he calls. But we always end in prayer. And there's some exciting things that happen when we do end in prayer. Sister Lauren, when she was, she still comes, I keep saying and I hate that. She still comes into the office and works, but not as it was before she was, you know, full-time with the city of Antioch. And she would hear some of the conversations that go on, and she would hear the prayers, and it wasn't your just now I lay me down to sleep type prayers, but just going in and going up and rending the heavens and calling down the power and glory of God. And then if the Spirit of God gives a word afterwards, it would be released. And this was one of those days, and this was this past Thursday. So we were talking and updating on what had transpired as I shared with the Married Fellowship. We are one. That in the conversation it came up regarding the CMN Men's Conference that was in Lodi that myself and a few of the other men from QLM went down to. I think there was about 12 of us, something like that, that were able to go down and fellowship with them. And so I had shared with Dr. Cole about Minister Killing. So I'm very proud of my sons in the faith, praise God. If you didn't know that, very, very proud. I'm not, it's not like I'm not a proud of the daughters in the faith and all, but so I got the opportunity to share with Dr. Cole about Minister Killings and that he's part of city council, and because we need people in government. We need the righteous in power. And so we're fortunate, we're blessed. He's only one, but he's like, you know, setting the bar, the standard, if you will. He's preparing the way, opening the door, showing a pathway that we can get into. I hope that makes sense to you. But I was sharing with him that he's part of city council, and that next year he'll be mayor of the city of Pittsburgh for a year as they do their rotations and all. He'll also be up for re-election, so be praying for him if he decides to run again or go for higher office or whatever the Lord's plans are. Many are the plans of man, but it's the Lord's counsel that shall stand, and if it's the Lord's counsel that he runs again, so be it. But while he's still in office to fulfill this, that's an awesome way to do it in the last year. Praise God. We don't know what's in store, but this is a good way to, you know, do that last year as the mayor. And so I'm sharing that with him and just letting him know. And so anyways, I wasn't planning or pushing for it to go any further than that. But as Dr. Paul was up there on the platform and sharing with the men, and he had some other men, and they were getting ready to do some things, and then he just called myself out, and then Minister Killings had to stand up and had all of the men turn towards us and start praying. And so then he prayed. And that was awesome in and of itself, a tremendous blessing. But a conversation was held like a few days later, and Brother Mike Beckerit happened to be in on that phone conversation, and our names came up. And so he was so excited about it that he called me up and said, Pastor Killings, I just, you know, we were talking and your name came up, and Jelani Killings, is that your son? They always say, is that your son? I say, well, son in the faith, but that's my nephew. And so anyways, as we're talking, we share, and then we go into prayer. And normally he's the one who first initiates it. He's the one who says, okay, Pastor Killings, is there anything that I can agree with you in prayer for? And then I'll share with them, and then we'll go into prayer. Then I'll say, Brother Mike, anything I can agree, and he'll share, and then we'll go into prayer. And then we'll conclude. But this time, I was led to just jump in. Brother Mike, let's pray before we end this conversation. And so we prayed. And so I'm praying for him, and I'm praying for his family and all. And this is how the rest of the situation ended up. He said, okay, I asked him to write down what he had saw. Now, most of you, if not all of you, kind of remember what we've been teaching on, preaching on, sharing about in John chapter 4. Amen. Somebody knows what that's about as far as what we've been sharing. Anybody want to say something for those who don't know? The well, the woman at the well, Jesus' conversation with her, and just everything that transpired in that. And so, anyways, here goes the email, because I asked him to write it down and send it to me because it was so profound that I was trying to listen, and then I was trying to write at the same time. And I couldn't get everything because I'm trying to listen for, but then I'm also trying to write in case I forget some things. But I asked him to write it down, and he wrote it down just as he saw it. So we're in the midst of prayer. I pray for him, and then I stop, and then he starts to pray, and then he says, well, I'm just going to speak what I see. So he says, hello, Pastor Kelly. So good to talk with you. And thank you for your prayer for Kathy and me, as well as our family. I always appreciate our time together, especially prayer. As you were praying for us, I kept seeing a picture in my spirit of a well. Mind you, he has not been here. He has not been watching. He has not been tuning in. But this is what he saw by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. I kept seeing a picture in my spirit of a well, a deep well being dug deeper and deeper. I could see the deep, dark cylinder being dug down to a pool of glowing, crystal clear, clean, and refreshing water. I thought of the old Sunday school song, Deep and Wide, and I heard the Lord say that he was digging deeper in you, down deep in you, where the waters are virgin, crystal clear, and clean. He is digging a deep well, secure, stable, so that when the winds and waves come, sunny days or rain, this well will not be moved, but remain solid and supplied by those waters. The depth of the well is necessary to sustain the support, to sustain and support the width of your influence. The depth of this well will determine the width of your path and will keep you solid. This water is refreshing, clean, and living. I also had scripture come up about the Samaritan woman who the Lord ministered to at the well, yet I did not mention it in prayer, but I saw it in my spirit. To God be the glory now and forever. So thankful to know you as my brother in Christ. So thankful to be in his army with generals like you, Pastor. God bless. And so, amen. Amen. Yeah. So you can probably get a glimpse of how I was as this is being spoken over the phone. Because after he prayed, or after he spoke what he saw, I told him, I said, Brother Mike, you have no idea just how, you know, it's like with pinpoint accuracy you're speaking. And I shared with him what I've been sharing in the congregation out of John chapter 4, the woman at the well, out of Ezekiel 47 about the river, and it gets deeper with distance, if you will. And I said, all that you've shared has basically clarified what the Lord is saying in this hour and moment for now, because this is a now time and a now season. It's not just for future 10, 15 years from now. things will happen in 10, 15 years, but this is for what God is doing right now, and this is for what he's releasing right now. And why share it with you? One, to be praying over this word. As you pray for me, as you pray for Pastor Lucia, as you pray for Threshing Floor Tabernacle, put this at the forefront. Speak this. Call this into existence. Lord, let me be a part of it. Let me be an incubator. Let me be one that helps to facilitate what you're doing. I don't want to obstruct. I don't want to interfere. I don't want to hinder. I don't want to slow down. You've spoken this by someone who's not even in our congregation, and yet he spoke it so clear. It was as if he's been sitting right in our midst to hear what God has been saying. And so you do that part, and then you watch God do his part. Hallelujah. Glory. The depth is necessary because of the width. And the width entails or involves the masses. This is not it, saints. But we're not going to despise this. We just know that this is not it. And see, if we believe that there's more and something greater, then let us prepare ourselves in order to be ready, not only to receive, but prepared to minister to the multitudes and the masses that God wants to bring our way. It's good to see you, Rebecca. How are you? Welcome. Welcome her back in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. But don't get comfortable with the empty seats. Don't let it mess up your faith or cause you to question your faith or question the word that is being given. You seek God. Lord, how can I fill a role? How can I win others? Because if I'm not the harvest that's being spoken of, I must be the seed that's going to bring it about. You get that? I must be the seed in order for that harvest to come in. Because what do you say, in? Because it's going to come from within you. Or you say behind you, there's a crowd. There's a crowd of people that are waiting for you to release what's on the inside of you that will help to get them here in this place. You have so much in you over the years. Some people, when they come in, because they don't understand what type of ministry that this is, they don't think that they get anything. But you not only get word, you get the presence of God, which is so necessary. This Holy Ghost in you is acknowledged, if you will. That's the best word I can say. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. It's not like we just talk about the Spirit of God. We give the Spirit of God an opportunity to move through us. We give him the opportunity to manifest himself in us. When we look at the scriptures, and we were talking about wisdom, and last Wednesday night, we're going to wrap this up soon. Last Wednesday night, as in praying for the offering and praying for the congregation, the word ingenuity came up. You all remember that? And see, this is how God works in our midst. Listen, when I say this, I'm not trying to say everybody's wrong and we're right, and I'm not trying to say that we're right and everybody else is wrong. That's the same thing, but I'm not saying that. But I just believe that the church still has to operate the way it was birthed and not the way we make it out to be. A lot of things we see are man-orchestrated, but Jesus says, it is necessary that I leave you, because if I don't leave you, the helper won't come. But if I go, I will send him. Who is the helper other than the Holy Ghost? And he said, he will teach you all things, and he'll bring to your remembrance things that you were taught, if you will. He will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. In other words, the Holy Ghost is the lead. He's the head now. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is the Holy Ghost. So where the Holy Ghost is, there's liberty and there is freedom. Not to act crazy, but to behave godly. And to walk in a manner that reflects and resembles being born from above and not just born here on earth. Anybody can do some man-made things on this earth because we got all kind of teachers in order to help us to do so. But it takes being born from above in order to be led by the Holy Ghost. I'll say it again for the hearing impaired. It takes being born from above to be led by the Holy Ghost. And see, the Holy Ghost is still the one who's in charge of the church. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Can you say that with me? Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Where do I get that from? Somebody tell me. Sister Laura, if you could put 2 Corinthians chapter 3 on the screen. And this is something. She's okay. Go down to like around verse 16 or 18. Yeah. She went to 17. You go. I was in the vicinity, yes. So everybody, read it with me. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. I'm looking for my red liner, my laser. Now the Lord is, old King James says, that Spirit. That Spirit is what? It's right there. That Spirit is what? Now the Lord is that Spirit. Another word for is equal. We learned that in algebra. Many of us did. So we can say, now the Lord equals that Spirit. So if the Lord equals or is that Spirit, then that Spirit is the Lord. So the Holy Ghost is Lord in our midst. But you can't see the Holy Ghost with your natural eyes. And Jesus said this in John chapter 3. He said, the wind, equating the Spirit or those who are born of the Spirit to the wind blows where it listed. And to paraphrase, you can't tell where it comes from nor where it's going. We can insert in there, the Spirit blows where it listed, because it's the same word, pneuma, Greek word, pneuma. The Spirit blows where it listed, and you cannot tell where it comes from nor where it is going. So are they that are born of the Spirit. And so you can't see us with the natural eye, but as surely as you can't see the wind, you can see the effects of the wind. Right now on the East Coast, and just stretch forth your hands towards the east. In the name of Jesus, we speak to Dorian, and Dorian, as we have spoken before, we speak to you now. In the name of Jesus, go on back out into the Atlantic, in the midst of the Atlantic, and fizzle and die out in Jesus' name. And Father, we cover everyone on that coast in the precious blood of Jesus. We pray for their safety and their protection. And those who are behaving recklessly, Lord God, we don't wish any harm on them, but bring them to their senses that they would get themselves in a place of safety and not tempt you or be foolish and harm themselves. But we cover that land in the blood, and we speak to that hurricane to hurry up and get out of there and go and dissipate out in the middle of the Atlantic, to rise no more in Jesus' name. So, the Holy Ghost, I'll just get back. The Holy Ghost, you can't see him, but you can see the effects of him. This is why when a person says, I'm saved or I've been born again, you still see the same external shell that houses them. But something on the inside is called, they are spiritually born again. The life of God is now in them. The life of God is not dead in them, but the life of God, the Spirit of God, is alive in them. And it is the Spirit of God's character that begins to manifest in the person's life. So you don't see the Holy Ghost, and you don't see necessarily the born-again spirit of the person, but you do witness the character, the conduct, the change about the individual. You see the effects of being born again. And being born again, the effects are now a godly lifestyle. It is a change. And for some, that change happens faster than with others. The difference is you either yield and surrender at the time of being born again, everything over, or you still hold on to things. And when you hold on to things, you delay the process of getting to that place that God wants us all to be. But even in that, you still see evidence of the new nature. When you put a seed into the ground, and you plant it in the soil, the analogy that Jesus uses, you know, the farmer, he'll sow the seed, and of course, he'll water it and all, but he doesn't spend his time trying to figure out how is it going to grow or when is it going to grow. He just expects it to grow. And then he explains how it is. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain, and then the harvest time. So you start to see the results. The seed itself that was put in the ground looks nothing like what came from above the ground. But it was inside the seed. And so when the seed of God's word comes into a person's life, by hearing, you don't see, but you see the results. You don't see the seed itself, but you see the results because the seed comes in word form. But you see the results, and that's what makes a difference. So when we say, now the Lord is that Spirit, now in their day, they had Jesus manifest in the flesh. But now that Jesus has been taken up and is seated at the right hand of the Father, he said, if I go, I'll send him. And when he went, he sat at the right hand of the Father. And according to their agreement to send the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God manifested. And he's been here in the earth working ever since. And he works in the lives of God's people. He works first personally with us, changing and transforming and renewing us. And then the message that we continue to hear and what we study for ourselves to know that message, then we go out and share with others. Why? So the same thing can happen to them that happens to us. The church is not a generation that starts to produce all sorts of different kind of churches, if you will. I hope you know what I understand what I mean. Variety of churches. We all have the same Lord. We all have the same God. We all have the same Spirit. We all have the same Word, but we all have a variety of interpretations. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're all supposed to be the offspring of God now, reflecting God. Well, what produced the change? You just started practicing different things. That won't get you very far. You'll wear yourself out in doing it that way. What do I mean? In doing it in our own strength and might, we will run ourselves ragged in trying to be right with God. That's what the law showed us or demonstrated to us. We can't do it in ourselves. We can't, you know, be a good enough person in order to be acceptable to God. We can't deliver ourselves from the power of sin and the power of Satan. We lack the power to do so. He will get us one way or another way. But when we are empowered by God, now he is underneath our feet because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And what did Jesus do but crushed the head of the serpent when he was in that garden? And so the Lord is the Spirit. Now, this is the thing. We can't see the Holy Ghost. But we can see his works. We can see his actions. We can see his fruit. When Paul says, now the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and gentleness, meekness, faith, and temperance, dot, dot, dot. He says that's the evidence that the Holy Ghost is operating in a person's life. But if we see the same old stuff, you know, the lust and things like that running, you know, rampant without, you know, being put in check, that's the flesh. That's the carnal nature of man. It just fights against the things of God. It's the carnal nature. It's the carnal mind working the wrath of God, if you will. When I say working the wrath of God, causing the wrath of God to come upon that individual because they're not obeying God. And you can't do it on your own. And I hope this makes sense. But the Spirit of God is here. And he says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or there is freedom. Well, freedom from what? Is it just freedom to go and live any old kind of way that we want to live? Or is it freedom to now serve the one true and living God? Is it freedom from the one who kept us in bondage, who made the world a wilderness? Is it freedom from a past lifestyle that we are all ashamed of, that if God was to roll down a screen and says, I'm going to show everything you ever done, every thought you've ever had, everything about you, we'd all run out of here before the screen, the film comes on the screen. He delivers us from that. Now we're new creations in Christ Jesus. The old stuff has passed away. And the devil could try and put that screen down and roll the film, and all it'll say is the end. That was good. That was good. He's sitting there. You know, I'm thinking of one of those old time with those reels and stuff. And he's sitting there waiting. Yeah, we got it now. We got it now. We got it now. The end. What? Where's all the content? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. All things are of God. Hallelujah. And so that comes about by way of the Holy Ghost. So now we can't, if we say, okay, the Holy Ghost is going to take the platform right now, and people be looking like, and then it's like when a physical person comes up, it's like, who do they think they are? They ain't the Holy Ghost, but the Spirit of God is in us, and the Spirit of God is on us to glorify Jesus. And so he still leads the church today. Jesus, he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. But after he overcame the tempter, he came out in the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what God wants for each and every one of his sons and daughters. Stand to your feet. He wants this for each and every one of his sons and daughters. And I could go on, but I wanted to give you one, the vision. What Brother Mike Beckert saw, and it was so awesome and mighty, and I will post this in my office and be praying this not only into existence, but it continues to grow and increase because it's like, okay, this is what Dad is doing. 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 What is he doing? Listen to this. This is what Dad's got in mind, a deep well. Being dug deeper and deeper. Deep, dark cylinder dug down to a pool, glowing, crystal clear, clean, refreshing water. Fiji water don't taste better than this water. Evian water don't taste better than this water. This water comes from above. This water has healing and power and influence. Digging deeper, down deep in you, where the waters are virgin, crystal clear and clean. He's digging a deep well, secure, stable, so that when the winds and waves come, sunny days or rains, this well will not be moved, but remain solid and supplied by those waters. The depth of the well is necessary to sustain and support the width of your influence. Can you just pray that right now? The depth of the well is necessary to sustain and support the width of your influence. Father, in the name of Jesus, that the depths that you are digging shall sustain and support the width of influence, that the influence goes beyond the borders of Threshing Floor Tabernacle, beyond the borders of Antioch, California, beyond the state of California, beyond the United States of America, as far as you desire it to go, deeper with distance, ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, waters to swim in. But this is a crystal clear well, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the influence in this house, that it causes people to come to life, to be a part of what you're doing, Lord God. It's not for man alone. It's not for one man alone. It's not for one individual alone, but you use an individual. So cause people to come alive in this, Lord. Cause people to embrace this, Father God, because greater things shall happen as a result. Greater things shall happen as a result. Greater things shall happen as a result. Greater measures shall happen. Remember the time on April 6th, I think it was, 2006 or somewhere out in there. Remember the word, I see drops. I see huge drops. God releasing his anointing, his power upon this work. I see three works coming. I see your people. I see them working for you. I see this person working and that person working full-time staff. I see. Remember that. Now, see yourself in this. Help it. This is not about Pastor Killings. This is about the kingdom of God. This is about where God wants to take Threshing Floor Tabernacle to. This is where God wants the sphere of influence of Threshing Floor Tabernacle to reach far beyond the borders and the boundaries of where we are right now. And you're here to help it come to pass. You're helping to fulfill the hope of God's calling. You're helping to fulfill the vision, the mandate of God. You're here. Your labors, you're welcome. Lift your hands and receive the anointing of God. Lift your hands and receive the strength and power of God. Lift your hands and receive from the Lord that you are a part of what he's doing. He has planted you here. And they that are planted of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. You may be going through something now, but don't be bothered by it, because this too shall come to pass, and greater things and greater days are coming. Goodness and mercy are following you. Goodness and mercy are following you. Goodness and mercy are following you. If you were not here, you'd be somewhere else, preferably in the kingdom. But you're in a good place, hallelujah. You're in a place that desires to be led by God and to do it his way, because his way works. I said his way works. I said his way works. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He knows what it takes. He knows what is necessary. He knows how to get it done. Yeah.
Who will go for me, saith the Lord? Who will go for me? And we say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord. Yeah. It is you who have planted us. It is God who sets the solitary in families. It is he who has set us in the body where it pleases him. For by one spirit are we baptized into the body. Yeah. Come on, run with this vision. Run with this vision. We went through a season and time don't tell me, I know the word strategic inflection point, examining ourselves. We went through a time of revamping and recalibrating the vision, if you will, easy to understand and articulate, if you will. We went through that season, and here we are, and Dad is speaking to us. And Dad is saying, I am about to move. And I am moving even now. And I'll say this. Something good is about to happen. And it already is. Get a Lord a hand of praise. Master, we do honor you. We do adore you. We do thank you in Jesus' mighty name. The people didn't understand Jesus. They thought he should come a certain way, look a certain way, conduct himself a certain way, and because he didn't fit their description, many rejected him. But the Bible says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. Even those who believed upon his name. Yeah. Yeah. So, Master, move. We're ready to move with you. I speak the power of your blessing upon each and every one of your sons and daughters in this house. That the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and lift up his countenance on you, and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you'll triumph over the gates of hell. Because you are the church of the living God and the pillar and ground of truth, the foundation, mainstay, prop, and the support of the truth. The Lord be with you everywhere you go. Bless the works of your hands. Order your steps. Direct your path. Guide you with this eye. Show you his favor. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody who agreed said amen. Amen. All right. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. It's a blessing. Thank you for tuning in live stream. We love you. And see you Sunday, if not sooner. Hallelujah.